one person said, if you are too busy to pray, you are busier than God wants you to be. And that is so true. Holy Father God, help us to stop thinking that we're so important and our time is so precious to do what we want to do with it, and that we're so busy that we don't have time to pray to the God who made us and who gave us the business to take care of. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit this morning and throughout this Friday to pray without ceasing. By your grace and by the power of your Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Please turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, as we're marching through a passage of Scripture dealing with the family that my family and I read together every day for 30 years. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And Dr. Thomas Constable writes in his expository notes on the Bible, the Roman soldier's shield was wooden, covered with leather to make it flame retardant. It was rectangular in shape and about 2.5 feet wide by 4 feet long. With this large shield, the soldier could protect his whole body. The flaming missiles of the evil one are satanic assaults, and they happen every day. You will see them today in your family. If you and your family are serving God, you will see them today in your church and ministry. If your church and ministry is serving God and trying to win people to Christ and basically obeying the Great Commission. The fault that provides such, or rather, let me back up on that. The faith that provides such a defense for the Christian in his or her spiritual warfare, which is able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, is twofold. First, it is to trust in all that God has revealed, and secondly, the active application of that trust at the moment of spiritual attack. So not only should you believe the Word of God and have faith in God, but when you are being spiritually assaulted by Satan, when you are being spiritually, if you will, harassed by Satan, you need to appropriate that faith in the Word of God at that moment, instead of falling apart, instead of throwing up your hands in disgust, instead of lashing out at somebody else, flesh and blood. This is the devil attacking you and them, and you don't need to take it personally. It's spiritual warfare. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to utilize the weapons and the defense mechanisms that you have given to us in this spiritual warfare, so that we can stand in the evil day In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Beloved, our devotional Bible passage reading for today is Psalm 78, 65 through 70. Then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man that shouteth by reason of wine. And he smote his enemies in the hinder part. He put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he refused the tabernacle of Joseph and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like high palaces, like the earth which he hath established forever. He chose David also, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Hide it in our hearts. Help us to meditate on it and to think about it and to do it throughout this day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, join us in praying for governmental leaders. If there is anybody who needs prayer, our governmental leaders. For there's so much satanic, demonic confusion going on in our country, and that has been the case for many, many years. We do this based upon 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Holy Father God, we pray for President Donald Trump and his family, his White House staff, and his administration. Give them wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight far beyond their years and their abilities. We do pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life, protection, provision, blessings upon them today, particularly as they travel to Asia. We pray that the trip would go well. And Holy Father God, we pray for the leaders of all federal agencies, all members of Congress, and all governors, all mayors, all police chiefs and sheriffs, all military leaders, the leaders of all nations around the world. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, these same blessings upon them. We pray for church leadership. We pray for all pastors, church leaders, denominational leaders, Bible teachers, missionaries, and ministry workers, Sunday school teachers, and everybody who makes up the family of the beloved. We pray that you would lead the leaders to be revived and to lead others to be revived and to lead others and themselves back to their first love. We also pray for current events around the world. We pray for the comfort of the families of the people who died in the terror attack in New York City, but also the terror attack in Denver, Colorado. I think it was Denver, but in Colorado on yesterday, when a man walked in and shot people at a Walmart, and last count, 3 are dead. We pray that you'll comfort those families as only you can. We pray for the healing and salvation of those who are wounded and the family members tragically left behind. We also pray for the media that they would tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We also pray for some of the many hundreds of prayer requests that we have. We pray for justice, one that came in last night, and we pray for early this morning. We pray that you please heal his mother who suffered a stroke 3 months ago. Please work a miracle and help her to be able to walk and talk again and remember all that she used to know. Bless their ministry as well. We also pray for Tess. Please be with him, be with his wife and family, and work out their governmental job situation. We pray for Dee. Help him to become a full-time evangelist for you and to spread the gospel to the unreached people in that area in which he lives, according to your will. We pray for Milton. Please provide his ministry, African Child in Need, with the support it needs and education and loving care for the children there. We also pray for those who have been saved for a while. We pray for Linda, Inda, the sources. We pray that you will help these people to grow in the faith and to stand strong in the faith. These are people who just got saved, but now we pray for those who have been saved for a while but who came back to you after backsliding, and they have recommitted their lives to you. We pray for Brooke. We pray for Rita. We pray for Lorraine. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours as well. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our devotional reading for this morning is titled The Church in Thy House, Part 2, by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Charles Spurgeon goes on to say, Paul writes to Philemon of the church in thy house. Probably it had been the dearest object of Philemon's desires to have all his household saved. But it was not at first granted him in its fullness. He had a servant, Onesimus, who, having wronged him, ran away from his service. His master's prayers followed him. Wow, what a statement. And I have told my adult children that if you leave wrong, with the wrong attitude, you can do that, and I'll let you do that. But just understand my prayers. I didn't put it this way, but I like this way. My prayers will follow you, and the worst thing that I can do for you, if you ever leave in rebelliousness and pride and stubbornness, is to pray for you. I won't bother you. I'll let you go. But I will pray for you and turn you over to God, and that's the worst thing that I could do for you, if you left in that way. But I like how Charles Spurgeon put this. He said, his master's prayers, this person left in rebelliousness, this person left with the relationship not intact, this person left having done him wrong. And Spurgeon pulled out of this how that his master's prayers followed him. Many of you do not know why things happened the way they did. It's because you had a praying pastor who you left in a tizzy. You had a praying mother who you left in rebelliousness and stubbornness. You had a praying father who, or grandmother, or grandfather, or auntie, who you left angry, bitter, and mad, and they let you leave. They didn't run after you, because they knew that their prayers would follow you, and that's not good for you if you're in rebelliousness. If you're in rebellion, and stubbornness and disobedience. Be that as it may, in fact, you will eventually, if you're a child of God, you will come back and you will have to apologize and make things right, because in a sense, if you will, and I say this advisedly, you will be haunted. So take it for what it's worth. Ladies and gentlemen, his master's prayers followed him, and at last, as God would have it, Onesimus was led to hear Paul preach. You say, how did that happen? That's God. That's God hearing and answering prayers. That's God trying to show this servant that you're not going to be blessed in life if you do things the wrong way and if you don't know me. His heart was touched, and he returned to Philemon not only to be a faithful servant but a brother beloved, adding another member to the church in Philemon's house. Is there an unconverted servant in your house, or an unconverted child absent this morning from your house? Make special supplication that such may, on their return to their home, gladden all hearts with good news of that grace, of what grace has done. Is there one present? Let him partake in the same earnest entreaty. Can somebody say amen? Holy Father God, bless the church in the house, and have your Holy Spirit to work mightily in the hearts and minds of everybody connected with that house, those who are wayward, those who are in rebellion and stubbornness. Lord, have your Holy Spirit to not give them rest. Have your Holy Spirit through our prayers to follow them, to work on them, and not give them rest until they confess their sins, repent, trust you as Savior, get their hearts right with you and with others, even the family in the house. For your glory, praise, and honor, in Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, my beloved, if before I leave you, for those of you who have happened upon us through the WWW, the World Wide Web, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus one night, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. That includes you, dear friend, that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and thou, you, shalt be saved. The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou, you, shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you, shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from a burning hell. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? A tormenting hell forever, a place where there will be no more God, no more Jesus and no more grace. So the time and place for you to be saved is today. Because as you know from the shooting at Walmart on yesterday, from the killings and murders and terrorism in New York the day before, tomorrow is not promised to you. Nobody's trying to scare you. But if you don't trust Christ as Savior today, you could be in hell tonight. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. There's no doubt about it. It's guaranteed. And pray and ask Him to save you, and I'll be glad to lead you in what is called commonly the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, meaning it from your heart, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, that He died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. Maybe not all of them, but some of them. I know that I have lied before. I know that I have coveted or lusted after people and things. And I know that I have stolen things from others before. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent and change and turn away from my old life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, the family of the Beloved. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer. The true and good. Now when the sky is dark,
just like you said we would.